Good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, where the news is fresh, the facts are solid, and yes, today is National Apricot Day. I bet you didn't see that coming. So, if you needed an excuse to celebrate something small, orange, and wildly underappreciated, not going to make obvious joke, you're welcome. Coming up, we've got stories from around the region, including community updates, local achievements, transportation advisories, and sports highlights that prove small towns bring big energy. Before we dive in, a quick thank you to today's sponsor, JS Automotive, keeping our community rolling one tune-up at a time. And while you're here, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on social media, and weigh in on our latest Epic Eats poll. It's all about burgers. The crown is up for grabs for 2026. Hey, bragging rights, those are on the line too. Let's get into it. This is Eastern Sierra Now. A Beat of Silence opens on Saturday, January 10th, with an opening reception from 4 to 7 p.m. at the C5 Studios Community Art Center and will remain on display through February 14th. The exhibition features the work of 28 artists and is part of the second installment in the This Is Temporary series, shifting focus from the energy of the present to the space between moments. Organizers say the show includes a diverse mix of artistic expression, from sculpture and poetry to interactive installations, dance, and sound, all intended to encourage viewers to pause and reflect. Works on display include kinetic sculpture, visual pieces that explore nonverbal communication, and installations addressing local history and embodied experience. The Community Art Center, founded in 2019, aims to support creative practice and bring contemporary arts experiences to the region. Be sure to check out this art exhibit while it's open. In news from tribal leadership, Stephen Orihula, chairman of the Bishop Paiute Tribal Council, has been named a 2026 40 Under 40 honoree by the National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development. The recognition highlights younger American Indian leaders from across the nation. The announcement highlighted Orihula's dedication to the community, commitment to the tribe, and unwavering leadership. The National Center aims to support economic development and enterprise opportunities for Native communities. Congratulations, Stephen. Folks, if your car has been making a weird noise, and by weird noise, I mean a sound you've been ignoring for 3 weeks, it might be time to visit JS Automotive in Bishop. JS Automotive is the shop where your vehicle goes from please don't break down on 395 to wow, that actually feels smooth. These are the people who treat your car like it's part of the family. The functional part, of course. From routine maintenance to full-on mystery diagnostics, the team at JS Automotive has the tools, the talent, and the patience to deal with whatever story your engine is trying to tell. Even if that story starts with, "So I hit a pothole," they're local, they're trusted, and they've been keeping Bishop rolling for years. So if your check engine light has been on long enough to qualify as emotional support, take the hint. Head to JS Automotive. JS Automotive, fixing cars, saving weekends, and keeping you confidently cruising through the Eastern Sierra. Caltrans has issued a traffic advisory for the week of January 12th through January 16th, covering Eastern, Kern, Inyo, and Mono counties. In Inyo County, work on US 395 and Lone Pine will close outside lane shoulders and sidewalks as crews build pedestrian bull bouts. I guess that's a word. Never seen that before. In Mono County, utility work on US 6 near Benton and Walker Place will result in shoulder closure and one-way traffic control at times, with drivers possibly facing delays up to 10 minutes. Additionally, commuters can expect intermittent traffic breaks near Virginia Lakes Road and on State Route 158 near June Lake later in the week. Ongoing projects include lane shifts and reduced speed limits on US 395 near Bishop Creek, sidewalk work and access detours on the northbound lanes, and intermittent closures on the Olancha-Cartago four-lane project. Caltrans reminds drivers to slow for work zones and be alert for crews throughout these projects. For live traffic conditions, travelers are encouraged to use Caltrans QuickMap. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds, and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse, look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Let's take a look at the sports report brought to you by the one, the only Copper Top Barbecue. Get fired up for flavor at coppertopbarbecue.com. So thankful to them for sponsoring local sports. In high school girls soccer action this week, the Bishop Broncos varsity squad picked up two key wins as the season rolls on. First up, the Broncos hosted the Mammoth Huskies and came away with a 2-0 victory. After a scoreless first half, Brooke Taylor broke through in the second half with two goals, and the first assisted by Bree Broughton, and the second set up by Ashley Sandoval. On the defensive end, goalkeepers Malia DeVincent and Jesse Ludwig combined for the shutout in the Bishop's win. Bishop girls win. The Broncos continued their strong play on the road in Thursday's game after falling behind early. Bishop responded after halftime to edge out the Rosamond Roadrunners 2-0. Madden Weller and Peyton Hohenstein found the back of the net to secure the comeback win. Despite tough weather conditions, the Broncos held on and now turn their attention to a home game against Desert on Tuesday, January 13th, 3 p.m. And that's your Broncos soccer update, powered, of course, by Copper Top Barbecue. For great local eats and award-winning barbecue, check them out at coppertopbarbecue.com, where every meal is a touchdown.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
If you've been waiting for a reason to wax your skis and call in sick, this might be it. Mammoth Mountain is sitting on a 62-inch base of powder and packed powder, and cold temperatures are keeping that snow soft in all the right places. You know what I mean? With 178 trails open, 24 lifts in the lineup, and 10 terrain parks, there's no shortage of ways to make fresh tracks today. Expect clear skies, moderate winds, so it's shaping up to be a bluebird kind of day. Just a cold one. Bundle up, zip up, and maybe double check that you've got those hand warmers. Looking for the good stuff? Skiers and riders are finding prime conditions in wipeout chutes and other wind-protected areas where that wind buff is serving up some serious smooth turns. If you're more of a fair-weather shredder, the weekend forecast is calling for a warm-up into the 30s with lighter winds, which could make for a more relaxed mountain vibe. Before you head out, a quick safety reminder. Deep snow is fun, but it deserves respect. Stay aware of your surroundings, keep your crew in sight, and give tree wells plenty of space. Bottom line, it's cold, it's deep, and it's worth it. See you on the mountain. All right, Eastern Sierra, let's talk weather, because if you haven't checked your jacket yet, now's the time. At Bishop, today starts off cold, enough to make your coffee jealous, but mostly sunny skies will help thaw some of the shiver by midday. We're talking highs near the mid-40s and lows lingering around the low 20s. Basically, sunny with a chance of frozen eyelashes. Tomorrow, still sunny, still cold, and still a perfect excuse to avoid shaving until spring. Temperatures will climb a smidge into the mid-40s, and nothing to write home about, but definitely smile about. Sunday brings a few more clouds to Bishop, but also a slight warm fizz. Highs near the low 50s and overnight lows in the mid-30s. So it's still winter, but the weather gods might be throwing us a bone. And up in Mammoth Lakes, the sun's playing a peekaboo today with bone-chilling temps. Today's forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with highs barely cracking the freezing mark around 31 and lows plunging into the single digits overnight. So you'll see blue skies, but your breath will fog like a broken dryer. Tomorrow's partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s and lows still flirting with sub-zero wind chills. It's the kind of weekend where the mountain gleams white, but your fingers disappear inside gloves just to survive. And Sunday, expect a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs climbing into the low 40s, which by local standards feels almost tropical. Overnight temps did dip back into the single digits, so yes, it's still cold, But hey, the kind of cold that makes après-ski a must. So there you have it. Sunny to partly sunny, definitely cold, and with temps that keep your hot chocolate in high demand through the weekend. Whether you're headed to the slopes or just trying to scrape ice off your windshield, dress in layers and maybe bring a sense of humor with you. And that's a look at what's happening across the Eastern Sierra, from the headlines to the highways, the fields, and everything in between. Thanks again to our sponsor, JS Automotive, for supporting local news and keeping our engines and yours running smoothly. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on all social media and cast your vote in our Epic Eats Burger poll. Because democracy, what's important? But so is knowing who makes the best burger. And since it's National Apricot Day, considering this your official reminder to celebrate the little things, the sweet moments, the small wins, and the snacks you forgot existed. We'll see you next time. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern's Here Now. Stay safe, stay kind,